Radio City Sport. With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. They're here for you. Claim now at hampsonhughes.com. The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Pre-match.
A few months ago, I was the manager of the year, and now I'm the favourite to get the sack. So it's part and parcel of this wonderful life of working in football. But all you can do is really focus on the immediate job and focus on what you can control. For me, it's about working with the players, really consolidating and defining and providing even more clarity in the roles of the players, the function of the team.
On the week, Steven Gerrard celebrates the 16th anniversary of his Liverpool debut. He starts on the bench. December hosts 8 games for the Reds, so with that in mind, the captain is given his first rest from Premier League action this season. At 34, maybe he can't be expected to play 3 games in a week. After a draw in Ludogorets, which was seen as a success, Lucas and Kolo Touré retained starting places. 5 of the 7 substitutes for Liverpool today are actually summer buys by Brendan Rodgers. Dejan Lovren, Alberto Moreno, Adam Lallana, Emre Can and Lazar Markovic are amongst the subs. Liverpool are 12th in the Premier League table at the start of play. Crucially, though, just 5 points from 4th place. Now certainly would be an ideal time to put in a string of good performances and to move themselves on this season. The Reds lineup, Mignolet in goal. He suffered this season, he needs a big game. He had one at the start of last season against Stoke where he saved a last-minute penalty. Right back, Glenn Johnson, Martin Skirtland, Kolo Touré, the centre-halves. And then Jose Enrique on the left side of the defence. Lucas and Allen is now the favoured central midfield pairing for their defensive work. Henderson, Coutinho and Sterling, 3 attacking players behind Ricky Lambert up front. Stoke are no pushover. This season, they've beaten Manchester City in their own backyard.
And Tottenham. Mm.
John Aldridge with me. Stoke play the ball long and forward towards the Kop end, so it's Liverpool who won the toss and Liverpool shoot towards the Anfield Road end in the first half. Stoke with the light blue tops on, dark blue shorts and dark blue socks. And Simon Mignolet has the ball just in front of the Kop where lots of people are streaming into their seats, some latecomers to the match. We're all waiting for that point in this season where things change.
You know, he always looks to try and get it at the back from goal kicks and... You know, Steve Gerrard in that pivot role in front of the two centre-halves and changed it straight away.
The game.
It's a good ball, that's the...
Henderson, crossfield ball, finds Sterling, gets into the area, puts it low across the edge of the box. What a delightful delivery from Raheem Sterling. Just Ricky Lambert wasn't there. Oh, striker's dream, that ball.
That's a great ball. He put that ball in, I couldn't shoot. It's a super ball. It might have been Henderson, was it? I'm not sure, on the right-hand side. And it eluded the full-back, and a great run by Sterling. Just one touch and whipped it across the 6-yard box. You know, Ricky Lambert wasn't expecting it, you know, because it was a great ball, wasn't it? Striker's dream.
Whelan to Wilson. Whelan again. Coutinho doesn't really apply too much pressure. It's over to Cameron on the right wing. And then down the right line.
Yeah.
By Stoke, but... One by Enrique, by Coutinho.
Watch Coutinho just
work.
Get behind the ball and retract it.
Coutinho's spending time shaking his head about, but Liverpool have got on the attack. To Lambert. The two don't combine or understand each other. The crowd get all frustrated with it. And there's a passage of play that's absolutely forgettable, isn't it, John?
Coutinho gave the ball away twice and he's moping. Get your arse back in and do something about it. And then, you know, and it's reacted, the crowd's reacted, thankfully. And Henderson had a great opportunity to slide Ricky Lambert in there. And you know, the pass was behind Ricky, to be fair.
Liverpool playing quick football, but never looking hugely comfortable with it.
We're not stretching them, we're not getting behind them, are we? You know, a couple of balls early on was okay, but just, come on, son. There's no one in the box there.
Sterling, left edge of the Stoke box. Nice. Rare attack. Enrique crosses in. Another great ball delivered from the wide areas. Enrique this time. Ricky again salutes the idea of that ball, but once again, Ricky was just a few yards away from being able to do anything with it. Fed in so quickly. Watch Enrique, though. Pinpoint accuracy with this ball.
It's a great ball, you know. Unfortunately, you know, you need a predator in the box to get hold of that. On the end of them two crosses, that would the best thing with we've achieved in 34 minutes. Two great crosses from this left-hand side, but no one in the right place at the right time. We've just won a corner, second corner of the game. This time it's on the right-hand side, and Joe Allen's going to go over to take it.
Well, that's rare, isn't it? It's either Coutinho or Gerrard, obviously, normally. I can't remember a Joe Allen corner. Maybe he can lay down the quality levels. Coutinho didn't miss the first man last time.
One of our big men to get on the end of this. We haven't got an awful lot of height in the side, but we need one of the big lads to get on the end of this. They've got some tall lads, you have to say. They've got the advantage of that. The referee's having a sort out in the six-yard box there between Ricky Lambert and Coutinho.
You've got three physical players for Liverpool in Toure, Skrtel and Henderson, starting from the penalty spot. It's Allen who takes the short corner to Coutinho.
No.
Coutinho back to Allen and doesn't get a clean kick on it, but it bobbles to Skrtel, who fires one over the top of the crossbar. Well, the move broke down as soon as the corner was taken.
Yeah, it worked out well for us in the end. They come to Skrtel, but it's half chance, no more than that. You know, again, you just want to test the goalkeeper, don't you? You know, again, he's hit it high and wide of the target, Skrtel. But at least he got on the end of it.
Foul given against Liverpool for Stoke to have the free kick wide on the right-hand side. I think the whole manner of how this game has played out has benefited Stoke so far. They'd be quite happy just being involved in this.
They'd be delighted.
Scrappy fixture.
I just said, Mark Hughes, I've never seen him sit down for half an hour, 35 minutes of my life, and you know, you're normally in the technical box, as it's called. just watching the game as if nothing. He's happy as Larry. We just don't look like we're going to cause too many problems at the moment.
It's Diouf trying to swivel round the back of Skrtel in the box, and the shot eventually comes in from Walters, who arrived late.
That's the closest they've come, but
the shot was wide on the right.
Yeah, Lucas done well, you know, just mopped up the danger and kicked it against Walters and it went out of play.
Arnautovic involved and Eric Peters as well. Central is Whelan. He's about 30 yards from goal. Tried to flick it through for Walters. But Toure bashed it away to the halfway line. Comes back towards Lucas.
Hold on.
And he stabs a header down short. Now it's up towards Coutinho. He's running towards the penalty area. Has he got the confidence to keep going? Still Coutinho into the box.
Unlucky.
Great run from Coutinho.
That's it.
But when it got right to the end of it, he lost the ball underneath his feet. And that's what the Liverpool fans want to see more.
Yeah, it's a super run. It just didn't fall for him, did it? There's a cracking run all about 60 yards. It took the whole defence on. He had no option. He was on his own up front. And it just didn't fall for him in the end of it.
Liverpool at the moment involved in an absolute
good
fight.
Adam.
Great header on by Lambert.
Oh,
Coutinho's
there,
right
touch.
Side. Balance wasn't great from Coutinho, and that's not something you say too often, but he struggled to get his footing properly, and as John said, his touch then let him
pity.
Down.
Pity. Everything was good about that. A little great flick on. He read the script well, Coutinho. QPR 2, Leicester 1, Steve.
Well, that game's got all the goals. John's got his eye on Soccer Saturday on Sky.
It's
Bojan over to the left side of the Liverpool penalty area. Walters looks to cross in. Skrtel staunchly heads clear. They'll follow it up with one more attempt from the left-hand side. Will Stoke. Arnautovic on the ball, giving to Bojan. Out to the left wing. Peters trying to clip it in towards the corner spot.
Surely offside.
Stopped now by Arnautovic again. He's got two to beat. Nearly got out of the hole. Wins the throw-in for Stoke. Level with the Liverpool penalty area. Throwing made to Bojan. Bojan running with the ball square across the edge of the box. Whelan to Cameron. These are nervous moments for Liverpool. Cameron into the penalty area. Diouf turns to turn and tries to turn and shoot. Blocked out by Toure. And then comes back towards the halfway line.
Closing, listen.
And we're into that added on time. Stoke with possession. Barely a whisper around this ground at the moment. Short cross diagonal ball to the edge of the Liverpool box. Skrtel comes out and takes control of it, heads it forward. Then Henderson helps it on with a lumped effort. And that's met by Mark Wilson's header forward to the halfway line. Stoke definitely the happier of the two as the whistle blows for half time. Shots on goal for Liverpool, 0. Shots on goal for Stoke, 0. Scoreline, 0-0.
What are you laughing for? To be fair, it's not an awful lot you can talk about that half. Hard fought. No, one thing I'll say about Liverpool players, they've given it everything. We haven't got great balance. of team ethic out there. But what they're trying to do is they're trying to build on getting clean sheets. He's changed his philosophy a little bit, well, quite a lot in this game, Brendan. And, you know, dogged. You know, we haven't created an offer. The two most creative points was the two great balls across the face of the six-yard box from the left-hand side, Sterling and Enrique. You know, you got a predator there. It's a goal, isn't it? And that's what we've just got to try and, you know, keep it right at the back, which we have done, not taking any chances, but we need a bit of quality. I can't see them making too many mistakes, because that's the way the game's going to be won or lost. A mistake or a bit of ingenuity from someone. You know, hopefully that comes Liverpool way second half. We've got to do more going forward. That goes without saying. What we have got on the bench, we've got the likes of Lallana and Stevie Gerrard. You know, if the manager wants to change it around to try and, you know, spark the crowd. Stevie comes on 20, 30 minutes to go, spark the crowd. And I think that's what it's going to look at, someone like that, Stevie, to come on and maybe win us the game. Because at the moment, you know, you're looking, whoever gets the first goal will probably win this game.
John, that was the longest 90 minutes of football I've ever
90.
Seen. Right, I'm going to have me chocolate.
It seems
bar.
Like
go
90.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport. With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. When you need to claim, think hampsonhughes.com.
Welcome back. And they're just underway and a change made for Stoke. Charlie Adam returns to Liverpool. Adam, 37 appearances for the Reds before he moved to Stoke in 2012. Well, he's on the field now in the heart of the midfield. No changes for Liverpool. What's that Adam introduction all about, John Aldridge?
I don't know, but he's not lost any weight, Charlie, has he, by the look of him? It's me, you can't let him. Don't let him get on the ball, because you know he can ping a great ball and he's got a great shot and then looks like he's put a bit of beef on, doesn't he?
Oat cakes, that's what they eat in the Potteries. Spent a year down there. I do like their oat cakes. Here's Martin Skrtel, halfway line, over to the right-hand side for Johnson. A 1-2 with Henderson. Johnson's pace should get him round the back of Arnautovic. Can he cross in from here? Well, he got to the ball first and hit it into the chest of Wilson. Coutinho watched by Walters, back to Enrique again. 10 yards into the Stoke half. Coutinho once more on the ball, left-hand side, but he's finding it hard to get through. It's opened up a little bit now as he finds the pass for Ricky Lambert.
Not many men forward, unfortunately. He's got to go back, Johnson, hasn't he?
Well, Johnson's on. Midway in the Stoke half. Gives to Lucas. Him forward. Oh. Lovely dummy. Might have it for Henderson.
Oh!
Oh, it hit the stanchion on the right-hand side of the goal. Well, people in this main stand felt it had nestled in the right side of the net, but the replays will show that it literally just went wide by a yard or so.
Super play, one. It really was good play by Liverpool. Yeah, just a foot wide, hit the stanchion at the back. It's woke a few people up in the cop.
Bojan's onto things. Oh, he's looking lively. West Ham now lead Newcastle. Bojan streaks a ball forward. Diouf's got round the back of Skrtel, and that's a big stop from Simon Mignolet. Well, Diouf didn't have the cleanest of angles to shoot a goal, but Mignolet made it even smaller as he came out to him, and he blocked it out with his knees.
He hesitated. The ball, good ball by Bojan down the side of the defence. At first, I thought Mignolet was going to come out. He stayed on his line. He hesitated, but he made up for it with a real good save.
It's Bojan left
first
side of the
penalty
area.
First save of the game,
area.
Steve.
It is, isn't it? The first moment that had you on the edge of your seat. Wrexham are now leading their game this afternoon by 2-1. Here's Stephen Nzonzi, 25 yards out, shoots, gets a deflection, and down goes Mignolet the right way.
We've seen more than 10 minutes than we did in the whole of the first half, haven't we?
Sterling on the run. Look at the pace in him. First passes, man, into the box, tries to get the cross in low, and it's stopped by Begovic. And he's definitely a player who could make something happen out of nothing, which is what Liverpool need today. Raheem Sterling's blistering pace there coming to the fore. Sterling on the run. Look at the pace in him. First passes, man, into the box. Tries to get the cross in low, and it's stopped by Begovic. And he's definitely a player who could make something happen out of nothing, which is what Liverpool need today. Raheem Sterling's blistering pace there coming to the fore. Gerrard and Lallana wait for the signal from their manager.
Well done.
As Liverpool try and deal with this, but Stoke rob it through.
Oh!
Charlie Adam. And then out it comes to Arnautovic and onto the halfway line. Left-hand side, Stoke number 10, Arnautovic calling for help. Instead, backheels it to Peters, him down the left line. Bojan first to it, he's dumbing it through the legs of Lucas. Still going, it's Bojan, he's hit the post! comes back to him second time. Can't do anything with that. Absolutely fabulous run from Bojan. Great trickery and invention from him. Came in off the left wing, took it through the legs of Lucas, struck the shot which had beaten Mignolet, but the post firmly sent it back to him, and then he skied it over the bar.
It's a great play from Money. You're thankful that the post post was in our favour. Great play. He absolutely smashed it. You know, that's... I was like Messi, wasn't it?
But he
was,
looks like that sort
that
of
was
player,
like Messi,
doesn't he?
The way he ran at the defence. And it was hard, to be fair, it's hard to defend that. We got away with that one, Steve.
Wonderful piece of skill there. There's a header down from Charlie Adam in the midfield. Won back by Liverpool. Enrique might have been dragged down by Diouf there. Referee gives Liverpool free kick. Enrique takes it quickly to Sterling. And it's all too quick for Liverpool for a second. Sterling might get back on this ball. He has edge of the area. Sterling's bustled it through. Missed the target. All that hard work from Raheem Sterling. He was relentless. He was gnawing at the bit. He sort of got through two, three Stoke players using all sorts of parts of his legs, and then he dragged the shot across the face of the goal.
Well, it was only when it's just gone flash past the post by inches. Great, great run from him. Great bit of ingenuity, wasn't it? Really was, and it was a good effort.
We all thought it was in. Scored, couldn't they, in the past minute?
Yeah.
Now, Henderson trying to get round the back of Wilson. Unlucky. That is unlucky, they were 50-50. And back it comes with Stoke trying to push it out to Arnautovic on the left.
Much more open game, isn't it?
Plenty more about it. This stage of the game, you'd feel that one of the sides will score. Ball given away by Arnautovic.
It's a chance. We've got 5v3.
Start for Raheem
Sterling. Keep coming, keep coming.
From the middle of the field, rolls it towards Lucas. Lucas, can you be the difference? Keeper stops it. Oh, and it doesn't drop to Ricky Lambert. Best chance of the game so far. Fell to the wrong man.
Should have scored.
The wrong man, but...
You're right, Steve, fell to the wrong man. We had 5v3, we utilised the break really well.
Well, this is a different sort of Stoke side than previous
years. Well done, Glenn Johnson there, that's well planned. Look forward quick.
They've got the ability to have a go at this
game.
Well, Johnson's done well.
Keep
He's
going.
Put it
Keep
outside
going.
Of Peters.
Get in the box.
He's got up to the
Keep
edge
going.
Of the penalty area. Rolls it in low. It's a chance for Ricky Lambert. And he stroked at that ball instead of smashing it. And that gave Begovic a chance to save it. Do you know, there's been a couple of times in the game where you've just wanted Ricky to put his foot
smash it, yeah. He tried to guide it in the far corner there. Great run by Johnson. I thought he was going to go all the way, take it down the line. Stoke look a bit ragged now, a little bit, look just a bit tired, don't they?
Lucas could have scored before. The shot was saved by Begovic. He's put it out to the right side for Henderson. He's now found in the middle, Allen, who's just patrolling about 30 yards out. Here's Coutinho, edge of the box, Sterling, surely, laid it back for Allen!
Front
of the cop. Joe Allen, right in front of the cop, looks at the net, but doesn't see it bulge because he's lifted it over the top of the crossbar.
It's a great play. It's a super play from Liverpool. And it just needed to keep it down. Joe Allen, he's done well to get in that position. I think he's got deflection. But he's done well to get into that area. It's a great run into the box. Great move. Should have been 1-0.
Wilson, header away. Met by Allen, midway in the Stoke half. He's running with it. Tries an inverse pass.
That's a penalty!
Oh, well, Coutinho's pushed over. It looked like he had two hands on his chin.
It's a pen.
Back to Stoke, right through the centre. Bojan.
He's pushed it. Was that not a pen, Steve, or is it
Well, it looked like he had two hands and pushed him over, John, but he went over really easily. I don't know.
Yeah, well, they do this day and age, don't they?
Corner here for Stoke.
Stoke City.
Swansea 1, Crystal Palace 1, and West Ham 1, Newcastle 0. Charlie Adam with the corner in front of the Stoke
he just
fans.
Says good corner, doesn't he, really? Hopefully not this time.
Adam slices through it. There's a header goal. Woods, it's stopped at the line. It's just about cleared out from Diouf's shot.
How did that stay?
Well, Diouf absolutely rifled one goal Woods from yards out. And somehow someone's blocked that ball out.
I don't know who said it, but I thought it was in.
Okay, Adam Lallana will be on after this corner. Coutinho takes the corner. It's a swinger which Torre gets somewhere near. Gerrard tries to stub it down in the penalty area for Skrtel. But it's away by Diouf at the end of the day, who just smashes one over the halfway line, and there's plenty of time for Simon Mignolet
just giving him
to control this ball. He's got it, and he lumps it back further forwards for Ricky Lambert. Lambert on his chest. He's put it down for Coutinho. He might latch onto this. It's Coutinho. He's gone round his man. Dead ball like Coutinho. Feeds it back. Comes back out to Henderson. He'll try a shot which hits the back of Adam. And away it comes.
It's not going to happen, is it? Just don't think it's going to happen, Steve.
I was trying to talk that ball in
there. He's done everything right, Coutinho. Lambert done brilliant there, you have to say, Ricky. He held the ball exceptionally well. We're banging on the door here, 5 minutes
Allen
to go.
To Henderson, who's on the edge of the Stoke penalty area. Traversing across, it was Shawcross blocking his view. Then gives the ball to Johnson out wide right. Back for Jordan Henderson, he's crossed it in. Challenging for it, Ricky Lambert! The bar! Johnson!
Yeah! Yes!
And how good did that feel?
Johnson.
Goodness me! That took some time to come, but Liverpool finally got there. And the weight of the world is released on not just 11 shoulders of the players out there, but 44,000 shoulders inside Anfield. Lambert's header onto the bar, and Johnson quickest to latch onto it, to force it over the line. Liverpool 1, Stoke 0, and maybe a turning point.
Well, still work to be done here, but it's a good ball in. Ricky Lambert's a great header, it's a super header. You know, I thought he was in, it's beat Bergovic for once. Hit the bar and I thought, here we go again. But Johnson, Glenn Johnson reacted first to the bounce, and he flew in, and there's a diving header into the goal under the goalkeeper. And it's, you know, you can sense the relief all around the ground, but there's still some work to be done here. That's 7 minutes, that's ludicrous. I thought five max.
I'm sure I saw 8 minutes somewhere else this season. Is Wilson, Adam, high into the box, chased by Crouch, headed away. Only did by Bojan! Oh my life! Just over the top of the crossbar.
Tell you what, it's a great save, Steve.
It's a brilliant volley. Absolutely top class effort from young Bojan.
What a shot.
Header away by Touré, and he caught it clean as you like.
Tell you what, it's a great save, Steve. You know, say what you want about Mignolet. That is a fantastic touch from him. It really is.
Peters to make the throw in for Stoke City. Liverpool lead by a goal to nil. Onto the knees of Charlie Adam. Oh. Keeper's seen enough. And Liverpool can feel relief.
Hard
they can
for,
feel a win. And they haven't had that feeling in the Premier League since mid-October. And that was a real fight to take 3 points. They wanted it more when they got the opportunity to score. Johnson put his head where it hurts, and Liverpool beat Stoke by a goal to nil. That was nerve-wracking. 1-0 Liverpool win.
It was, you know, it's jangling at the end. It's not what we used to see at Anfield. That'll be over the years. No, I think the manager done right to go far at the back, because they were going to lump it. And we've seen it out just. We had one or two scary moments. But the main thing is it's what, you know, Brendan said in his talk before the game. You bear with the team, you know, we scramble the 1-0, and that's exactly what we've done. We take the 3 points and we'll walk away, and I might install some much needed confidence going into the game at Leicester, you know, and then at Sunderland here next week, till we get Sturridge back, and hopefully we can buy a striker or two in January. But it's a big month for us, December, it really is. But that's, I'm just delighted with the result. It's, you know, I thought second half was all right. We've done better second half, but when you haven't got, you know, like a goal wonder up front, you know, we had it last year. You know, we didn't expect amount of goals here, but Ricky Lambert done well again up top. I thought he done well. He nearly scored, and you know, and Johnson reacted really, really well, and all round. Let's not forget, you know, he's had a lot of sticks, Simon Mignolet. He pulled off a save there at the end from Bojan, which
is... that would have been goal of the season.
That is top draw, by the way. It is a magnificent top draw save, right at the death. What a shot from Bojan. You know, it was unbelievable. It was going behind him, and he swiveled, and he's volleyed him, edge of the box, and it's goal. And he's got his fingertips to it, and he's done to Stoke what he did last year, later on. And you can see the delight in him. We've got a clean sheet, which goes a long way, and you can build on. There's no good going to Leicester, and we'll be the same thing at Leicester. I'm sure we'll go with the same sort of ethic and try and grind another win out somewhere for them. But I'm delighted with the result, you have to say, you know, because things haven't been good, and three much-needed points gets us a bit further up the table. You know, keeps us in touch with the top four, and that's so important. Everton have got to go to Tottenham tomorrow. No, Arsenal won today, Man United won today, so it was a big win.
John, name your motor range man of the match.
I just have a little think. There's some decent performance. Lucas, I thought, done well. I thought Joe Allen done well, you know, the Torre. In defence, I done well. No one really shown it. Glenn Johnson done all right, and he scored the goal. A lot of people, you know, got it in for Glenn Johnson, but he scored the winner. And you know what? For the way things have gone, I don't care what... Everyone say man of the match. For him, getting in there, and he didn't have a bad game, I'm going to give it to Glenn Johnson, because that goal was meant so much to Liverpool football. On the basis of that, and he didn't have a bad game, I'm going to give it to him. Post-match.
I felt that we just needed to up the speed of our game a little bit, just move the ball a bit quicker and then look to press the game a little bit higher up the field. The first half, we had enough of the ball, but just the little bit of intensity lacked, which is understandable because obviously the confidence of the team isn't at the top yet. But I think second half we were excellent. You just felt it was coming, and the players deserve a huge amount of credit. You know, the courage they showed today to keep going and show that resilience, persistence against a good side. They've got really good players, you know. So a hard-fought victory for us, but a well-deserved one, I feel.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport. With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. A top team to deal with your personal injury claim.